Judge Robert Irvin says it's not the court's job to decide who is or is not entitled to run the Charlotte airport. That's the FAA's job. So the court ordered the city of Charlotte to continue operating the airport until the FAA gives the newly created airport commission a certificate to run Charlotte Douglas, or decides the commission can run the airport under the city's existing certificate.
Well, what I take away is what we've been saying all along, that the legislature was not thoughtful in what it put into law.
That's Charlotte City Attorney Bob Hageman, who argued for the injunction. He says state lawmakers illegally preempted the FAA's authority in making their airport commission bill take effect immediately, rather than delaying it to allow for federal approval. Ousted Airport Director Jerry Orr says getting that approval shouldn't be hard.
That's up to the FAA, but our information is that it would take a very brief period of time.
Possibly just 24 hours. Judge Irvin has instructed the new commission, which at this point consists of Jerry Orr and the airport's existing advisory committee appointed by the city council, to go ahead and apply for the certificate. Earlier this week, the FAA asked North Carolina Attorney General Roy Cooper to clarify the nature of the commission. Is it an agency of the city or a separate entity? The answer to that will determine who the FAA decides to certify as the airport's operator. In any case, the commission will need the city's cooperation in providing information and documents to apply for the certificate, says Attorney Richard Vinroot.
And I think the city is going to try to do everything they can to keep Jerry Orr and this commission from doing what the legislature has asked them to do.
Will the city let the commission run the airport if the FAA grants the certificate? Bob Hageman says that's a huge hypothetical assumption at this point. And either way, he adds, the city can still pursue a lawsuit against the legislation. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.